Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. A News and Farm Director, Eric Johnson.
A fire at a JBS Grand Island, Nebraska processing facility has halted beef packing production Monday. The Grand Island Fire Department explained on Twitter the fire was burning the roof of the facility's rendering section. The JBS Grand Island facility is a two-shift beef processing plant employing more than 3,600 people. The facility's Facebook page contained a posting stating fabrication and slaughter of A and B shift will not be working on Monday. The facility has a daily processing capacity of 6,000 head and slaughters roughly 5% to the U.S. cattle. JBS in June announced a $130 million facility improvement effort to increase production capacity at both the Grand Island facility and another in Omaha. World Agriculture Board Chairman Mark Jackkanowski recently talked about the September USDA global supply and demand estimate for soybeans.
In terms of global production outside of the United States, the only noteworthy change we made this month was in Canada, where we just adopted some data from Stats Canada that showed a reduction in Canada's soybean production by about 200,000 tons relative to where it was last month. So in year over year, it would be down 500,000 tons, but no changes to any of the other major global producers. What does it all mean for global supply and use balance sheet? We are carrying in larger beginning stocks than we had expected, and this reflects some changes we made to the back year global balance sheet. Higher imports by China than we had been expecting, and we expect that most of those increased exports from the old crop are going to be stored in stocks, and they're going to be carried into the new crop year. That's driving our increased beginning stocks forecast for this month, and that's also driving most of the supply increase as well. Much of that just carries through into higher ending stocks for the new crop year.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says corn denting progress in the nation is ahead of the average pace.
We continue to see crop progress considerably ahead of the normal pace. 87% of the U.S. corn dented by September 12th. Five-year average is 81%. We're pretty much on par with what we saw in 2020, 88% of the crop dented by September 12th of 2020. Looking at the Midwest, we see five states where we are at least 10 percentage points ahead of the normal denting pace. And the two reasons for that, number one, drought-affected areas in the upper Midwest maturing faster than normal. And looking at some of the earlier planted areas, that corn is also denting faster than the normal pace. The five states where we're at least 10 points ahead of the normal denting pace, Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas.
This is Inside Agriculture.